I've been rocking and rolling.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
What? I had a yawn and it just timed out in the wrong spot.
Jeez. Right at the end of the show, boy. That really makes people want to listen. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, hey, at least I'm not farting.
That gets people to listen.
Oh, you think so? I'm showing my...
There are any complaints except you, so...
Showing my little, like, stubbies.
Is that what your wife calls it?
Mr. Nubbins, or Professor Nubbins, or whatever his name is.
Professor Nubbins.
You know, it's me and you and me. Together we will always be.
Something.
Yeah, wherever I go, there's you, and then there's me.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Hey, I was singing that. It's stealing my song. People, let me tell you about my best friend. Ba-da-da-da. I used to love that show, Courtship of Eddie's Father, with Mrs. Wang or whatever her name was.
I think you got a thing for Mrs. Livingston.
Is her name Mrs. Livingston?
Would I lie?
Oh, you're right. I think it was Mrs. Livingston.
I don't lie about my Oriental housekeepers.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah. I like that show. I'm a big Bill Bixby fan, you know? It's a shame he's dead,
You have a thing for Bill Bixby. Yes.
I've got a thing for, because he was in that show, right?
Yes.
That show. He was in The Magician. Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, love The Magician. Come on.
No.
Incredible Hulk.
Yes, I watched that.
Incredible Hulk. And then I don't know what else, because that's the only ones I like.
Touched by an Angel.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch that show.
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Right? I didn't think so. I think he was dead by then.
Yeah.
Him and Roddy McDowell, very similar.
He was in Friends. He was Chandler in Friends.
He was Chandler. Okay.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't.
Then he was great. The Magician was a show that lasted like one season. He played this crime-fighting magician who uses magic tricks to get out of sticky situations. It was fantastic.
Wait a minute. Wait, was yes. he not in the Apple Dumpling Gang?
That was a movie, though.
Yes, but he was in it, wasn't he?
I think so. I think he was, maybe.
I think he was.
So, you know, Bill Bixby.
People, you know what that is.
Yeah, and the Apple Dumpling Gang rides again, but he wasn't in that. So.
Yeah. So, anyway. There are your IDBM.
Yeah, look it up, children.
Google.
So, you feeling okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you? Mr. Nubbins, Professor Nubbins, last week.
Yeah.
He's still intact, right? He's doing okay.
Yes.
Still got some blood flow to himself, right? You didn't put like a dental floss on him and try to choke him off, did you?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
It's time. It's coming, though.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So you went to the doctor today. Do you want to talk about that or?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'll talk about my thing.
I have no interest in it.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's Father's Day yesterday. Happy Father's Day, belated, by the way.
Belated Father's Day, Bob.
Yeah, nice Father's Day. So it wasn't actually, I didn't hear this on Father's Day, but it was Father's Day weekend. And I think it was on Saturday before Father's Day. At lunchtime, getting my lunch together, you know, having the lunch. And my wife and my daughter are kind of laughing. And my wife goes, ask your daughter who would play you in a movie.
Ooh.
Right? And so, yeah so... Apparently, she did one of these online, you know, answer these questions to see who would play certain people in your... And there's a Father's Day thing, so who would play your father in the movie of your life, right?
Stucker Channing.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Mendicott? No, 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 you're way off.
The one lady from Kegme and Lacey.
No, it's actually a male. It's
Tyne Daly.
No, not Tyne Daly.
A lot of people think you're a woman. So I'm
just not Tyne Daly. No.
Okay. No, what person would play you?
Yeah, what male, you know, Hollywood star?
Well, okay, let's throw out Harrison Ford and Johnny Depp.
Yeah, probably not either one of those. Although, you know, I saw there was an image, there's a picture of a bunch of comedians like Jerry Seinfeld. They're all, like, you know, roasting Don Rickles.
Oh, I watched that. That was funny. Yeah.
And then Johnny Depp was there, right?
Yeah, right.
He is so good looking compared to those guys. This is before Tracy Jordan was there, before he got in his car wreck. And, yeah, he is so good looking compared to those guys. It was scary in that picture.
Say that again.
Tracy Jordan was in a car wreck, you know.
Tracy Morgan?
Oh, Tracy Morgan. Sorry, his character's Tracy Jordan. Yeah. Sorry.
Don't worry, everyone. He'll edit this out so he doesn't look like a complete ass.
No,
you
know? That's all right. Tracy Morgan, sorry.
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, yo, yo!
No, but anyway, yeah, just commenting on how good-looking Johnny Depp was compared to all those guys.
Yeah.
But anyway... who do you think will play me?
Gosh,
in the movie of my daughter's life as the father. I'm the father.
Oh, you'd probably be like Seth Rogen or something.
Seth Rogen? Are you serious? Hey, Miles.
I don't know.
I'm so wasted right now.
I don't know. I have no idea who'd play you.
You can't. No, not even a guess. You don't think that? No guesses at all. What?
Charles Grodin?
Charles Grodin. No, not Charles Grodin.
Adam Rich?
No, I don't think Adam Rich would ever play me. He's a very tiny person. I don't think he could.
Well, we'd have to throw out Macaulay Culkin, too.
Yeah, he's way too skinny.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, who would...
Although this guy has been skinny, but I don't think he's so skinny at the moment, so...
Gosh, Val Kilmer.
No, that would be a good... That's a good guess.
I have no idea.
You're going to crack up when you hear this. Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Oh, no.
Nicolas Cage.
Ah. Yeah.
Apparently, she answered all the questions correctly.
Yeah.
And I... It, woo! It's me, Nicolas Cage.
Sounds like Mark Scher. Nicolas Cage.
No, she got Nicolas Cage as being her father in the movie.
I can't. No, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh,
I thought that sounds all right to me.
That would be a stretch. I would like to see him do that. Yes.
That'd be a stretch for him. I don't think so.
I think that'd be quite a stretch. Yeah.
What? Come on. What do you mean?
I think you have a better chance of Christopher Walken playing you than Nicolas Cage.
Well, it's just fantasy, but evidently she answered questions, and that's who they said would be me. So, apparently my erratic behavior inside the household here has got me pegged as a Nicolas Cage type. So, yeah.
Either Nicolas Cage or Anne Heche.
Yeah, one of the two.
We don't know which.
Either one, yes.
That's your dad.
To a T. Well,
that completely throws me. I wouldn't even, in a million years, guess Nicolas Cage.
You know, I would agree with you, other than, if you've been around the house, it probably makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, because I go from being Mr. Minutia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To laid back and not caring, so.
To Mr. McDusha.
Yeah, McDusha.
Wow, Nicolas Cage. I don't.
So I think that's the way Nick Cage operates. He's kind of an uptight, laid back kind of guy, and that's me.
I don't know. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Uptight and laid back all at the same time. That's me.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I was like, at first I'm like, what? And then I'm like, yeah, you know what? Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I don't see
I'm prone to fits of, you know, excitement, and then also prone to fits of sullenness.
All in the same 12 minutes.
All, that's right. All within a 30-minute cycle, yes.
Yes.
That's true.
Really? I just, man, that just really floors me. I just cannot.
Well, I, you know, your kids didn't. I don't know who you would have been played by, but I could take a guess. Possibly.
Ron Jeremy?
Robert Keeshan, maybe.
I don't know who that is.
It's Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, Bob Keeshan.
Bob Keeshan. Right, Robert Keeshan. Bob Keeshan.
Well, I know him as Bob Keeshan.
Yeah. Okay, Captain Kangaroo.
I think his friends know him as Bob Keeshan.
I don't think so. They call him Robert.
I think he's known as Bob Keeshan. That's what he's known. Oh,
come on now.
Come on, no one called him Robert Keeshan. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, I think that Captain Kangaroo would be your doppelganger.
I don't know. I think Goldblum, I guess, from Jurassic Park might be.
No way.
Because I'm always like thinking, yes. And everyone's like, no, it couldn't happen. I'm like, yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, the dad from Modern Family? Yeah, that's true.
Ed O'Neill? Yeah.
No, the Ed. Phil Dunphy.
Oh, Phil Dunphy? Yeah, no, that definitely not.
My wife says that's me.
Your Uncle Joe from the Petticoat Junction. That's you. There's a little hotel called a Shady Rest at the Junction. And that's Uncle Joe. He's moving kind of slow at the Junction. Petticoat Junction.
I really don't remember that. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I don't.
Joe, that's you. Fat guy, fat old guy just laying around avoiding work.
I'm more like the Burl Ives guy from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I guess, the snowman.
The snowman, he just kind of floats around, doesn't actually walk.
Plays banjo and sings, and that's me. Well, Rudolph didn't know what was coming next. And there was going to be a lot of blowing going on. Right. Now back to the story.
Is that some kind of Desiree Christmas story you're doing there? Or what? I saw the most pitiful thing the other day. I was actually not that far away.
The Island of Misfit BJs. It's...
This dude was using his scooter to push his garbage out.
Yeah.
I mean, literally pushing the, because we have these big garbage cans with wheels.
Yeah.
He was literally pushing the garbage can with his scooter, like he was like running into it, pushing it down his driveway. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so terribly sad. I was just like, doesn't he have anybody to help him take the garbage out? Oh my gosh.
I'll stop my car and help.
Well, he was already done by the time I saw him. So
by the time I stop and get out of the car and waddle over there, he's going to be done.
That's right. Excuse me, sir. It's a national treasure. But anyway. So yeah, I thought that was, that would be you. You're in your little hover round there. Burl Ives.
Bob.
Oh, we cut out again, did we?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I cut out. Sorry.
Well, quit looking at porn and just do the Skype thing.
I know. The stupid Asian porn site keeps crashing my
computer. Is it MrsLivingston.com?
Oh, she's so naughty. So naughty.
What's underneath that blue frock, Mrs. Livingston?
It's cleaning the tub right now.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
You know what I'm saying?
Da da da. Da da da. Get to bed, Eddie. Get to bed. So, what's going on with you? I'm Nicolas Cage.
So, I had a brainstorm for Father's Day. I said, I hadn't really planned anything. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you're the father. You should be
playing. I'm the father. I thought, well, let's just do psycho. Let's go to a park. Let's just do something that let's costs no money. Let's go
fly a kite.
Let's do something that will cost absolutely no money.
That sounds good. All right, I'm with you there.
And so we went to a park and went to Missouri, actually. Went to
Wake up to Missouri. So where was this park in Missouri at? Did you go to Mark Twain or what?
Yeah, it was the Arch, but yeah, it was no big deal.
You went down to the Arch?
No, I'm kidding. But okay. For purposes of the story, let's just say yes, I was at the Arch.
If you were at the Arch, why didn't you call me?
No, I wasn't at the Arch, you dumbass.
Oh, all right.
I would have called you again.
It's not that far. I drive past it every day.
I'm joking, all right? I'm joking, geez. But for purposes of the story, we'll just say it's the Arch, okay?
All right. Well, I just want to say where you really were.
Well, I thought to protect the innocent. So I
you're at the Arch.
We go to this place, and it's got some, you know, historical value to it, I suppose. And,
you know, there is a whole museum underneath the Arch people don't even know about. I've mentioned this before.
I wanted to see that, but some cheap MF-er said he wouldn't pay for the parking, so I totally got prideful with that. But yeah, go on.
It's called the Museum of Westward Expansion.
Well, that'd been nice to see on my last trip to St. Louis, but some asshole prevented that from happening.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah. Well, can't go there.
If you want to go, I'll take you down to the Arch. Come on.
Oh, every time I come, it's always like miles you drive.
Yeah, exactly. You drive.
Your car, it's always, I have to risk my car.
Of course. Well, you had the bigger car. You still probably do.
My car, I don't even have an insurance. We're going to take yours.
Yeah, I'll take your car. You can pay for parking. Come on.
Oh, my God, this guy is so cheap. Jeez.
You're rich. Come on.
Well, compared to you, I don't know. Maybe.
I didn't eat Wendy's Super Bar every night during college. Not me.
Was rich. Okay. Yeah. Not rich. Was rich. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. So, we go to this place, and they're like, there's like literally no one there. You know, it's a beautiful day out. There's literally no one there.
Yeah, it was beautiful on Sunday. It was.
And, you know, it's a little hot, but it's okay. And, you know, we look around and there's all these locked buildings you can't get into. And I thought, well, that's kind of a sad state of affairs, you know. I mean, it'd be nice, you know, to see some of these historical things. And
bit of a downer there, yeah.
And this car pulls up and I see a lady jump out. I thought, oh, another family's here. I'm like, oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
And she kind of walks up to one of the buildings we are by, and she's like, "Hey, mate, gonna unlock the doors now." And and pip pip, Bob's your uncle, and chip chip, you know.
So, as a British lady, is what you're saying?
No, she wasn't. Yeah, but she wasn't Cockney though. But no, it was very, you know, proper. Like, "Hey, I am gonna unlock the door now."
Uh huh.
If you are on schedule, I will show you the inside of this luxurious mansion.
Now she's gone from like Mary Poppins to...
Well, it wasn't Mary Poppins. I thought it'd be funnier though if she was Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
She's like a young Helen Mirren, you know, basically showing us.
Yeah, all right. That's nice.
Saw the movie Red.
I'll show you my minge. My blonde minge, if you want to.
I don't know where that's that's going, Ed Bob, but the blonde.
If you can hold on for just a moment while I get this door unlocked.
I'm going to have to Google that after the show.
I'll drop my bloomers and you can see me minge.
My minge, is that like a merkin? Is that a natural merkin or what?
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
She was blonde, actually. Wasn't she?
Yeah. You want to see if the drapes match the carpet? Do you, big boy?
I'm thinking they do. But
yeah.
So no, but so yeah. My family has this thing about, you know, don't talk to strangers. You know.
Yeah, probably a good policy.
You know, in general, they're like, we don't talk to strangers. You know, I'm like, I'm just the opposite. You know, I try to engage strangers when I can.
He embarrasses us.
Yeah. No, well, come on.
You go up and you do your own British accent. Hello, love.
Hello, love. I'm Keith Richards. Hello.
Hello.
And I'm like, that, you know, that would be really nice. And I go, you, that sounds like a real, you know, genuine Missouri accent. Yeah, not at all.
You're not from around here, are you?
I reckon. You want some shrimp on the barbie?
Yeah, so you're hitting on the British lady.
Well, no, because, you know, unfortunately, I've been misled by Mick 12 from Liverpool, who said you ever refer to people from the south of England as southern fairies.
Right.
And I called her that, and I don't think she appreciated that. She
I think the word southern fairy doesn't sound like it's the best.
That's probably not the most complimentary.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Unless she was wearing wings or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. But yeah, she's like, well, give me just a minute and let me unlock the door and we'll go take a walk.
I gotta get the tea on. Gotta have some tea and crumpets.
Crumpets. What? Very nice, very nice lady, though. Completely just, it was funny, though. It's just like some lady from, like, England.
Is like, opening up all the historic buildings there, huh?
Yeah, it's like you're waiting. Because I'm waiting to hear, you want to see, you know, an old effing building? I'm going to open up an old effing building for you dumbasses. You know, it's like some Missouri, you know.
That's the way they talk in Missouri. That's right.
So, you know, I was waiting for that. You know, I was like, okay.
I gotta fight now. She pulls out this big wad of Sudafed and says, I just got to cook up some meth and I'll be right with you. That's Missouri for you. Let me just go around back here and pop out these. You guys, you want the kids want to help me pop these blister packs open so I can get these pills cooking?
I'm related to the pizza guy that kidnapped that kid.
Yeah, there you go.
So, very nice, though. She opened up the house. We got to go in and ask her questions. Very nice. And
how far away was this from your house?
Not very far. I mean, you know.
Well, you live about an hour into the hour from the border.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, okay.
So it would be an hour. The arch, you know, so what?
the arch. You think I'm down the arch.
I'm just saying that to make you sad because you're like, my house came down.
I wouldn't be sad. I had a pretty good Father's Day, so I'm sad.
What? Tell them about what?
I had a pretty good Father's Day, so I wouldn't be that sad. Come on.
Yeah. No. My wife wants to talk about something dirty, and I'm not going to.
Oh, well, hey.
The second half of the Father's Day surprise. Oh.
Is it dirty or just humiliating for you?
It's Chris Hansen-ish. Yeah, Chris Hansen.
Was there some high school tourists there at the...
No.
Any girls from Cape Girardeau visiting the arch while you were there?
We went to a public band concert. This young lady, voluptuous young lady, I assume high schoolish, but
in her late teens, or tweens.
I'm really hoping because man, it's otherwise someone's going to jail soon. I'm hoping. No, like, we go, like, in front of it, like, there's no one in front of us, you know, and all of a sudden this family parks it, like, right in front of us on a blanket,
yeah, right? Okay.
It's a bunch of, like, these little kids, and then there's, like, this, we thought it was the mom at first, but then we realized it was probably, like, a teenager.
Right.
What, 18-ish, yeah.
Yeah, 14, 18, it's all the same to you.
14, 18. Well, you know, you get me age is really nothing.
Okay.
You know, she's playing with the kids, which is fine. We're watching the concert and stuff. But all of a sudden, and I just... You could not miss it, okay? She just, like, totally just, like, lays back, like, right in front of us.
Right.
So almost like we're literally, like, you know... You know, seeing stuff, almost seeing stuff we shouldn't see, you know?
Okay.
You know.
Is she laying back with her head towards
her
you?
Her boobs! Her boobs!
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she had like really tight shorts on or something. I don't know.
No. She had like leggings or something on, but
oh, okay. Yoga pants. So you did try to see there. It's just that there was the leggings.
I'm trying to watch the concert. Next thing I know, it's like some floor show going on in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's interesting. She didn't get like didn't choke herself, did she? With her giant said, bosom.
Look at me! Don't freaking look at me!
Yeah, I bet you were quite embarrassed there, with your blanket on your lap on your little scooter.
The first time she did it, I was, and then the third or fourth time, I wasn't quite as embarrassed. I'm like, gee, many someone throw a coat on this girl, jeez.
Those spaghetti straps aren't gonna take it any longer.
Given every right?
Yeah.
My wife was there. She saw the whole thing too. I mean,
it's falling out of the top of her shirt.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. I'm an independent witness right there.
He didn't go, Lolita.
Well, I thought I didn't say it.
Our teenage son didn't miss it either. So.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, he's supposed to be catching these things.
Yeah, he started whispering Amber Alert to me, and then I had to, and I had to kind of cool it, staring after a while. Like, all right.
You want to put those things back in your head, Dad? Come on.
No, you couldn't miss it. It's like 3 feet away. It's like some floor show going on. I thought it was Desiree in front of me. I'm like, Jesus.
We're gonna pull the bear's cap down a little further.
Maybe I'll do the splits now.
Yeah.
You like yoga? I'm going to do downward dog right in front of you.
Yeah. Good like, thing this jersey's extra large covering my crotch.
Talk about extra large.
Got a little bit of oak going on down there.
Yeah, black leggings, white tank top, and like a blue jean jacket.
There you go. You got it all down there.
Saying, I was just sitting there. I was doing nothing. I was just sitting there. Enjoying the music. Next thing I know, there's like some floor show in front of me.
sitting there on your scooter.
What?
The guy that was there too.
There was a dude taking pictures of her?
Yeah, I pointed that out last time.
He was totally oblivious.
I was a little distracted.
Really, pictures? Why did I think of that? Where's the pink camera?
I was using my own mind camera. Like a 14, 18, I don't care now.
Yeah, you're using your mind camera, all right. Yeah.
No, I felt bad. I was like, geez, please.
Yeah, you felt bad when you got home, too.
Yeah, I did. Especially when Chris Hansen showed up. Miles.
Your wife's going, why are you crying? Bad memories. Yeah, nice.
When I had to lay down in the park and people took pictures of me.
Well, oddly enough, if you would have laid down, they probably would have. They'd be like, look at that guy's cleavage. Holy moly.
Put on that wife beater.
That's right. You got your wife beater on. You know, you lay back and
pull around the grass, little kid.
Smother yourself. Nice. Got your Speedo, your wife beater.
Please, please, make your kids get dressed. If you have a teenage daughter, please.
It's like a public service announcement.
Cover her boobies. Don't have her, you know, do back bends and whatever the hell else she was doing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Waste.
It wasn't like a cookout. She wasn't eating any hot dogs, was she?
No, there was nothing in her mouth.
All right, just checking because, you know, you have a history with, you know, girls eating hot dogs around you, so.
One time. One time I have hot dogs over. Bob, he's like 12.
Yeah.
Our female guest
inhales.
Does a Linda Lovelace on the last one that Bob didn't eat.
I know, no kidding.
Watch this, no chewing.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm like, where'd all the hot dogs go? Holy moly.
Bob's like every week and every day was like, please, let's have another cookout, Miles, please, please. I'm like,
no, I don't think I said that. I think I still made fun of your pie plate grill.
Hey, not everyone thought it was funny. Some people enjoyed it.
He had this bought this cheapo thing that was basically a pie plate with a grill on top of it to make hot dogs.
It was like half of a Jiffy Pop.
Or it was exactly. It was like a Jiffy Pop with extra handles.
Well, yeah, without the tinfoil on top, basically.
Right, exactly. It was like, holy, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, you got an Eiffel, what you're saying.
I didn't ask for it.
Well, it's not like you got... It's not, I mean, other than the strip joint, you normally don't. I'm just saying. You seem to catch a lot of it, though.
I didn't position my chair, like, right in front of her. You know what I'm saying? They picked the spot.
That's what Chris Hansen will have you say.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I was embarrassed for her. Okay, I was embarrassed for her.
Oh, yeah, you were embarrassed, yes.
Afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Afterwards, yes, after the whole floor show was over. God.
That's nice.
Cover
that's
up.
Nice, that's great.
Little piglet. Ugh.
And then you're transferring that behavior onto your son. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's pretty cool about it.
Yeah, well... Yeah, he's cool, all right.
Yeah.
Just like his dear old dad.